T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've seen the needle and the damage done.
7:05 on this Thursday morning. It is the 8th day of February, 2018. Thanks to Andy Dernan for the news headlines there. You're listening to Richmond's Morning News. I'm John Reed, trying to bring you up to date on everything that's happening around the area, including in D.C. with the looming shutdown. But one of the issues that doesn't seem to go away and always kind of lingering out there is the opioid crisis. And it is a crisis. I mean, a lot of people are dying every single day. And if you go to the police blotter in the city of Richmond, and, you know, even in some of the localities, we like to beat up on the inner city area and say there are a lot of problems there. Now, this issue winds up affecting people even outside of the city, in places that you wouldn't expect to see a drug problem unless you really studied it. The opioid issue is not going away. Well, Andrew Kessler is a drug policy expert and the founder of Slingshot Solutions, and he joins us now to talk about news up in D.C. that is a little bit troubling. And I'm not sure what to make of it, that the Trump administration is not, the accusation is that they're not on top of this issue, and they're not putting the full force of the federal government and their top staffers on it. How does that sound to you, Andrew?
That sounds like a good place to start. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you.
I appreciate the time.
So what is it that President Trump and his administration, what are they doing and what are they not doing that's causing concern for you?
Well, what they are doing is they continue to, of course, give attention to the problem we face. They're giving it a fair amount of airtime, and they're keeping some focus on it, which is always good, especially in Washington. However, many of us who work on this issue just don't believe it's been the priority it should be, when Mr. Trump was elected, we looked at the demographics of where he did well and in the problems in the areas of the country where this problem is greatest. He did fairly well. So we were kind of hopeful that he would take that to heart, make this a priority, and deliver on some of his promises to make this a top priority for the country and for the benefit of the health of the country. We've seen him declare a public health emergency, which was warranted because this is a public health emergency. Addiction is a disease. It's been defined as such since the late 50s. And unfortunately, after that emergency declaration, nothing has been done to follow up. There hasn't been any additional requests for funding from the White House in terms of supplemental appropriations. We have not seen yet any changes within HHS to clear away some of the bureaucratic red tape we deal with. So there's been a lot of talk, but not so much action.
And the stories that I'm reading indicate that the experts who had been working on this issue for a number of years have either been forced out or sidelined by the White House. Who's actually running the show up there, and do you have confidence in those people?
Well, that's a question that deserves an answer I wish I could give in terms of who is in charge. Technically, the person running the Office of National Drug Control Policy at the White House is the acting director, whose name is Rich Baum, who is someone I know, someone I've worked with and have the absolute highest confidence in. He knows the issue inside out. He knows the office inside out. But unfortunately, in Washington, when you give someone the title acting director, it kind of puts them puts them in the hole to begin with, kind of cuts them off the knees when it comes to things like, you know, when it comes to budget season, when it comes to just their gravitas in Washington.
Oh, people don't pay attention to them. Yeah, they assume that they're going to be out the door. They don't have any.
They're going to be out soon, exactly.
They've got no juice to make anything happen.
Exactly. So despite his extremely high level of competence, it's just an unfortunate fact of life that being the acting director is just not the same. We know that Mr. Trump nominated or intended to nominate Representative Marino of Pennsylvania to be the head of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Mr. Marino withdrew his nomination after some questions about his commitment to the issue based on some legislation that he authored concerning his potential favoritism towards pharmaceutical companies. But so we also hear, of course, and this was in the Politico article that you refer to, we hear that and we see that Kellyanne Conway is working on this issue, but we have not seen anything produced from the White House that says this is our plan. And of course, you know, when Mr. Trump was elected, we had some hopes that that work would continue and that this is kind of a I may be biased, but this is kind of a no-brainer of an issue with 174 people dying every day. We were kind of hopeful that there would be some continued innovation or at least some continued high level of funding to address the issue. Our biggest disappointment probably came during the supplemental appropriations process, where there was an opportunity to ask for money specifically to address substance abuse and opioids, and several opportunities since the emergency public health declaration was passed. Several opportunities have come and gone to ask for Congress for a supplemental appropriation.
What about the budget deal that we're working on now real fast? Is there funding included in that?
Yes, potentially $3 billion a year for the next 2 years, which is money that would be sent out to the states. Hopefully, the tea leaves that we read say this money would be sent to the states, and so each state could focus on an area that they believe is most efficient for them. The problem in California is not the same as the problem in Virginia, is not the same as the problem in Texas.
Well, $3 billion a year, that's not chump change, so at least there's something to work with.
Not at all.
Maybe that's a hopeful point we can end the conversation on. And, of course, Andrew, we'll talk to you again. Andrew Kessler, a drug policy expert and the founder of Slingshot Solutions and an expert on the opioid issue that is ravaging the country. We appreciate you joining us here on Richmond's Morning News.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.